producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Radio history once again. I don't know how many times we can do this, ladies and gentlemen, but we're about to do it once again. Radio history here on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, coming to you from the legendary 550K Fire, Bismarck Mandan, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, of course, covering eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, up in northwest North Dakota, booming to the Bakken. We have KTGO, 1090 on your radio dial, a tower right there within eyesight of the very first well ever in North Dakota. Now, of course, North Dakota is a household name worldwide because of oil and gas production, and it all started 1951, Tioga, North Dakota. Pretty cool, and our tower not far away right there. And, of course, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, wherever you're at, whenever you'd like to listen, available on iHeartRadio and our What's On Your Mind radio podcast page as well. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Manny is manning the telephones when you call. He'll be pushing the buttons and making sure you're able to chat with us live on the air today. Len Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources will be here next hour. We're also going to meet a man by the name of Sean Simpa. He is with Make Minot, a group that is looking to reform the way a city government works in Minot. This is maybe something you ought to think about in whatever town you're in as well. They're undertaking an effort to reduce the size of the city council. We did this when I was in Grand Forks, and I would argue it changed a lot, helped a lot in Grand Forks. So we'll tackle that debate, too, today. There used to be 14 members of the city council in Grand Forks. 14! Try and get anything done with that.
Are you saying smaller government does better? Is that what
I am saying that, yes, in many, many, many ways. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But here's the radio history. Manny, what are you wearing today?
I'm wearing a Golden Gophers hoodie. No, I'm just kidding.
He sounded a lot like that guy who calls and says, "Hey, Hengem."
I was waiting for you to say khakis.
Maybe that guy doesn't exist. Maybe it's Manny.
Maybe it's been me all along.
Hey, Hengem.
Well, I didn't think about that.
He doesn't like UND.
No, I actually have just a polo shirt on and some jeans.
Okay, boring. Polo shirt and jeans. Todd, what are you wearing?
Red K-Fire shirt, and at the risk of sounding like a guy from an insurance company, khakis.
Okay, boring. Yeah. You know what I'm wearing today? This is the radio.
You look like a candy cane. I saw that.
First time ever, ladies and gentlemen, I have a pair of bib overalls on as I do the radio show today. And they happen to be red and white striped bib overalls.
Did you hear me back in the 20s?
Yeah, so if you've not followed me on Twitter yet, get to it, at Scott Hennen, because you would have known that already. Or you can go to our Facebook page. It's on the K-Fire page. It's on mine, Scott Hennen. Is it on What's On Your Mind, Todd? You can take care of that. You're the master of all social media. The reason I am, for the first time in my life, wearing a pair of bib overalls. I shouldn't say that. I won a Dennis the Menace look-alike contest when I was very young. It's a Dairy Queen in Montevideo.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Just when we thought we knew all about you.
There's a photo somewhere. So I think that was bib overalls, but that was a long time ago.
I'd pay money for that photo.
That's probably 45 years ago. So the first time in my adult life I'm wearing a pair of bib overalls, and they are red and white. This is a little tradition that Shanley Deacon parents started. Our daughter, Hannah, number five, for the Shanley Deacons in volleyball action. Just so you know who to cheer for tonight.
Spoken like an announcer.
Unless you're following Century or St. Mary's or, you know, Davies or one of the other schools. There are many, and I shouldn't try and name them all because somebody will say, why didn't you mention ours? Feel free to call us at 800-228-0550 and tell us who you're cheering for. But look for me in the red and white bib overalls. The parents of Shanley Deacons many moons ago started this little tradition. And
so how many are dressed like that?
Well, that's the question I've been asking. So last weekend, the EDC tournament was in Grand Forks, and I said, well, are we breaking out the bibs? Are we going to get some bib overalls? Right? And so I started asking, some friends, other parents, and, I suppose we should.
Because in a normal venue, you'd be pretty easy to spot, but if you're one of many doing that, it might be a little trickier.
So, I hope there's more, but I'm a little concerned. I sent out a text last night to some other parents, and One said, oh, you know, I was going to do it, but I was trying to get. And then another, I think we should save it for the championship game. Another guy not responding to my text. What does that tell you? You know, so I'm not so sure, Todd. I think I might be the only one, but I don't care. I'm proud. I'm not
well,
proud
in that case, you
that.
Will stand out from the crowd, because if there are going to be like a couple of hundred of you guys in those candy striped overalls, it was going to be a little trickier, but if you are the only one, then...
Yeah. Sleep Inn and Conference Center is where we're broadcasting today, and they have a beautiful 1931 Chevy in the lobby. I took a picture next to that with the bib, so you can check that out today, but thanks to Vance and the team here, Brad, the whole crew, they really do a great job of accommodating our broadcast when we're in Minot, and it's our Minot headquarters. And if you need a place for a meeting, as the folks from the Department of Commerce are over here, as a matter of fact, doling out some grants today. I think it's the POC grant program the Department of Ag and Commerce do together, and they're doing that right next door to me. But they have a lot of great conferences here. They have a shuttle service, so they take you anywhere you want to go. If you have children, they love, or grandkids, they love the Dakota Splash water park. Great water park here. Our youngest daughter, Haley, she just is more excited about the water park than she is the volleyball tournament. So she's fired up for that. So it's great fun. And the rooms are wonderful. Great place. So anyway, that's where we're broadcasting from today. We'll keep tabs on this weather. It's cold. It's windy. There is some snow in Fargo and other parts of the eastern end of the state. Todd, you can be the weatherman today. And we'll keep you updated on what's going on. But if you do run into adverse weather conditions, just chatted the... with Sergeant Jesse Grable of the Minnesota Highway Patrol, and he has counted three rollovers now. Yeah, three of them already. So, and that is one by Wadena, but the other two were 94 between, I guess, I-94 Barnesville, I-94 Alexandria, and Highway 71 Wadena. So slow down. A few of those happening here in the last hour. So a challenging time right now for Minnesota motorists. Okay, wherever you're driving, let us know what you find, and we'll pass that along. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Couple
things
on my
mind. The eastern part of the state from the central part of the state where we had all that yesterday.
Exactly. Couple of things on my mind, and then I want to find out what's on yours today. And you can call us on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. I'll tell you where the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon is going to be today, coming up here in just a little bit as well, but it's in Cooperstown, so it won't be hard to find. This afternoon, Cooperstown, Mayville tomorrow. But anyway, let's talk about the name. Yesterday during the show, there was a press conference. We brought you excerpts of that press conference yesterday in which Fighting Hawks was revealed as the new nickname for the University of North Dakota. And there is a rah-rah, you know, sort of element to what President Kelly and his staff are doing today, and others as well. Deanna Carlson Link heads up the Alumni Association at the University of North Dakota. I respect Deanna a lot. Does a nice job. She has said, you know, she knows there are folks who are unhappy with the selection of a new name. And so this process will be slow for many, because if you cheer for the Fighting Sioux all those years, you know, and, you know, attend UND, you hold on to that memory as part of the passion for the university. But she went on to say in an article I read this morning in the Grand Forks Herald, this is really a historic moment. It's only our third nickname in history. And now we move forward. We move forward with respect for the legacy and tradition of the Fighting Sioux and even the Flicker Tales, and look forward to creating new traditions. So my question for you, University of North Dakota faithful probably first, and everybody second, is it time to move forward? Is it time just to say enough already? I mean, you can fight a battle and lose, right? And then at some point, you know, say you're a member of a 12-member board, and you are the person who just passionately believes that something ought to happen that doesn't happen, and they vote 11-1 and you lose. Do you run around grumbling, or do you say, I fought the battle, I did my best, I made the case, and I lost. Time to move forward. It's a hard one because they've mishandled this process so badly. And, of course, backing up even before that, the idea that the Fighting Sioux was hostile and abusive when the namesake came to be because the tribes themselves said, honor us by being this. That having been said, those are old battles. Those arguments have all been made. So, And I know there's a lot of people outside the University of North Dakota family are saying, enough already. My gosh. It's a name. Who cares? Give it up. Forget about it. Here's where I'm at. I think how this happened, how we got here, certainly needs to be reviewed. Not so much the NCAA thing, because that is what it is. I think how the university handled this, specifically Bob Kelly handled this, needs to be reviewed and understood and justified and explained and, in my mind, apologized for. But I still think, at this point, what are you going to do? Short of, ultimately, the Fighting Sioux name coming back, which, look, I wouldn't give up on that dream because it was stupid to remove it, but it's not going to happen easily at all. It's going to take a significant amount of dialogue with adults on the namesake tribes and in the university system that could take probably a decade. Start it. But in the meantime, do we move forward? I think we do. I really do. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Have you seen the Voices of Watford stories? My friends Heidi and Kara from Crash and Sues did that. They've worked with established companies like General Mills, Target, NPR, and they're searching this region for more great stories to tell. Crash and Sues can help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online audiences. Heidi, you're obviously pros at the craft of storytelling. Where do you share these stories?
You're dealing with social and you're dealing with mobile, and yet you're trying to bring it home to a local, but sometimes that local isn't even almost a geographic local anymore. So you have to be able to make stuff and know it's going to go on Instagram, it's going to go on Vine, it's going to go on YouTube, it's going to go in Times Square, it's going to go in a Twins stadium, and figure out how can we engage your audience in all these different mediums, and then what has to be done with that story and that visual story so that it works in those mediums.
Kara.
Crash and Sue uses words, sounds, and images to convey stories.
They're fearless storytellers, folks. Crash and Sue, 612-338-7947 or online at crash-sues.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Like this song, so I usually just let it go for the
whole. I do too.
Yeah. What's the name of it again? Todd will know. Todd knows everything. Todd, the radio god. Just ask him, ladies and gentlemen. He will know the name of the song. Is it like, do you remember, Todd? Just right.
Well, I remember what they're ripping off. I don't remember what the name of this remake is, but I know it's ripping off.
What are they ripping off? Oh. Tell me, because it's making me crazy. Yeah, exactly.
Spandau Ballet, true.
Spandau Ballet,
what this,
true.
What this rip-off, sampling song is.
You know that I took that on a 45. You know what that is, Manny? A 45? And I put that on...
You remember what record players are?
I put that on a turntable. Do you know what that is, Manny? And I actually put the needle on the vinyl for Spandau Ballet many, many times. In fact, my son the other day said, "What are these?" He knew what he's seen the 33s.
No.
He's a sophomore in college. He's seen the 33s, but he said, "Dad, did you ever?" I was like, "Yeah." I mean, we
vinyl's coming back.
Stacked up. That's pretty cool, actually. Yeah. He bought a John Deere record at an antique store. He's, you know, loves tractors and has a couple antique tractors, and so he saw this 45 with a John Deere label on it. I don't know what that was all about. It must have been a little slick promotion by the John Deere folks some many years ago, but I thought that was pretty cool. We're back on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And the Big Flavor Tour will be today at Miller's Fresh Foods in Cooperstown, 2 until 6, Mayville tomorrow. If you go in there, by the way, any of the Miller's Fresh Food locations, get a load of this. We're talking about, they were in New Rockford yesterday. So you go to New Rockford, Cooperstown, or Mayville. Pound of bacon, $4.99. 28-ounce package of Tangy, $6.99. The 14-ounce brats, $2.79. The rough cut bacon is $2.99 a pound. This stuff is so good, it's unbelievable. And they have the Tangy Chubs for $4.98. They have the 14-ounce ring bologna for $3.79. The 8-ounce sandwich, easy lunch meat, 2 for $5. The 10-ounce ham patties are fabulous. 2 for $4.48. They are so good, you can't believe it. Served them up at the last Bison home tailgating. That was fun. And half a teardrops, $2.99 a pound. Quarter teardrops, $3.99 a pound. Are you kidding me? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about now, don't you? Fabulous. So stop and see them and tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to say it. First of all, by saying what I'm saying, I'm not in any way excusing the University of North Dakota, because I think I've been as critical as anybody who does commentary about the process. And we have unearthed members of these committees appointed by the presidents acknowledging the process was tainted. So that's a fact. They can happy talk that away all they want. All right? However, you know, what do you do? Do you just continue to be ticked? It's a hard one. It really is. But I think it's time to move forward. I think it's time to say, okay, in other words, what do? Become Fighting Hawks and then say, no, let's go back to Rough Riders. No, let's go back to Nodax. No, let's go back. It just is what it is. I think the best thing at this point is to be Fighting Hawks, to move forward, but to have some significant scrutiny. And I don't doubt this process will be thoroughly reviewed by the incoming interim president, Ed Schaefer. I really don't. I've already heard him talk about we've got to get some experts on logos involved in this, and he's thinking the right way. Because there's a mess to clean up before the next president comes in on how this was done. But I don't know how you start putting this on some jerseys and not others and everything else. So I'm really of the opinion it's time to move forward with this as a name. However, I will say this, the one caveat I will add to that. Let's not ever let the NCAA win by saying it was a good idea to remove the Fighting Sioux. It was stupid. It's not hostile and abusive. It's ridiculous. And to the extent the namesake tribes could come together, they would need to be the ones that come to the university and say, hey, we're all right with this now. We want to be the Fighting Sioux. I'm talking about the tribal leadership saying, we want this. So if you want Fighting Sioux back, that's where your effort ought to be. And it would take time because you'd then have to convince the NCAA and the school and, you'd probably get the legislature involved. But in the meantime, if Fighting Hawks is a placeholder until cooler heads prevail, I'd be okay with that. Tell me if you're in agreement or not. Okay? At 800-228-0550. I also want to talk about the President of the United States. thinking it's a bad idea to improve the background process before we bring refugees to the United States. Are you kidding me? And a new terror alert from New York City. Say you're planning a trip to New York City, like, I don't know, a week from Tuesday. And out comes this direct threat to put an attack on New York City by the terrorists. Do you alter your plans because of that? And by the way, we happen to be taking a whole boatload of, a plane load actually, of folks to New York City on our trip. We're leaving Tuesday, December 1st, 1 week from Tuesday. Everybody has said this threat is designed to scare people, and it's not credible. There's no intel to back it up. That's the other little piece of this. What's your take on those things today? Lee in Grand Forks, let's get to the phones. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, considering up here in Grand Forks. I'll touch quickly on all three of those. First of all, the way you just phrased it about the Fighting Sioux nickname and the Fighting Hawks, I agree with. My opinion might be a little bit different, but this is just a battle and a series of battles and a war, as far as I'm concerned. The reason is when they chant Fighting Hawks at hockey games or football games, people are going to still say Fighting Sioux. Nobody's going to stop wearing their Fighting Sioux garb. The people that are passionate, that actually truly understand the nickname Fighting Sioux and are proud of it and respect the Native people, the reason we can't let go of it is because we know there was no ill intention behind it. We know that it wasn't wrong. We know that it wasn't hostile and abusive and that it wasn't disrespectful. And we also know that the majority that we've heard from, at least at Spirit Lake, approve of it. And it's just a pill we're not going to swallow. I mean, granted, you're right. For the time being, Fighting Hawks, let's take a breath. Let's reorganize. Send Kelly down the road. Have a parade if possible. And get Schaefer in there. Get some common sense in there. Get somebody that can clean up this mess. And then maybe down the road, we visit it. Talk to the tribes. Talk to the people that are involved. Let cooler heads prevail. And I do think that down the road, even if it's 10 years down the road, I do think there's a chance this could come back and we could all be the better, stronger for it. That's just my optimism on it. As far as the President of the United States is concerned, he should be removed from office. If you look at him as an actual enemy combatant, then you would actually understand what he's doing. Certainly no president of the United States that has the best interest of the American people would be doing the kinds of things he's doing, saying the things he's saying, acting the way he's acting on the world stage, embarrassing us with his arrogance and ridiculous comments. So, yeah,
all good comments. Appreciate it very much. Lee, up against the clock. Thanks a bunch. And, Wes, you're next when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
At Petroserv USA locations, they're helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you know what? They're helping you tailgate better, too, with your tailgating headquarters supply needs and a chance to win a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer. Come on in. Register for that. And two $500 cash cards given away every single week at Petroserv USA. Great specials all month long include the Hershey Reese's King Size Candy Bars, two for $2.22, the Jerky Jack Links, just $4.39. The Deli Express Smoked Ham and Cheese, Chuck Wagon, Chicken and Swiss Sandwiches, only $1.99. And the Licorice Twists and Bites, just $1.19 from Kenny's Candy. Plus, you'll find Petroserv USA gift cards and Coffee for Life club cards that are great gift-giving ideas, too. All from a Petroserv USA location near you. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day, every day. All at a Petroserv USA near you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On your mind. Doing a little air horn on that one, Manny, so you can turn it up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was going to say, I like this one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Play.
Makes me want to get that 63 Chevy and bounce it up and down.
We're having some fun today, live at the Sleep Inn in Minot. With the broadcast, and by the way, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow, who have that fantastic deal all raring to go for the holiday season coming up. Well, it's Christmas is what it is. It isn't the holiday season. You don't give something away for the holidays, right? You give something away for Christmas. Not give it away, but I mean, you know, give presents. It's the Christmas gift-giving season. But anyway, now through the end of the year, you buy four pillows for the price of one. Yeah, I'll say that again. You buy four pillows for the price of one. Holy buckets. You get two classic My Pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. How about that for a great deal? And buy now for Christmas. My Pillow also extends the money-back guarantee through March 1st. I brought along with me here to the Sleep Inn. It's fantastic. This is a limited-time-only deal. The four pillows for what you normally pay for one. And MyPillow is so confident you'll love the pillows. They're extending their normal 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st. Now, go to the radio special on the website and promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. Okay? You're going to love it, folks. And by the way, supporting advertisers like MyPillow and other advertisers that would keep us on the radio. So if you want Manny to eat, if you want Todd and I to be here to entertain you in your, you know, for decades to come, 9 to 11, you take care of our good advertisers like the folks in MyPillow. Simple as that. All right, who's next to chat here on the radio? Wes. Wes, he's given us a very broad idea of where he's calling from, southwest North Dakota. Are you deep in a bunker somewhere? You didn't want to reveal your the big city you're calling from, Wes, or what?
No, deep in the bunker, avoiding the wind.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that out there. Yeah. What's on your mind today?
Well, evidently the National Cancer Society is looking for lots of funding. Well, anyway, I got a call, and my first question to her was, are you a real person? And she said, oh, yes. And I said, well, you're asking for money. I said, do you support Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry? And she hung up. It was, well, and she was off the phone. People need to realize when they get calls from organizations like that, if you support life, you need to ask who they've tied their wagon to.
I'm good for you, right? probe them a little bit. Find out what's going on there. She hangs up on you, though. That's not exactly a good fundraising strategy, I don't think.
No, but now we know of a good way to get rid of telemarketers if we want to. Just bring that
just
up.
Just ask the right question. And if I can just make one more comment. I caught your interview with the governor yesterday. I think as North Dakotans, we cannot depend on the state, much less the federal government, to protect us. I think we're going to have to protect each other. I'm glad to see that our governor is way beyond ever sprouting a pear to defend the citizens of North Dakota. I'm glad to see he's retiring, and I hope we elect a governor that's going to put the citizens of North Dakota first and not basically bend to whatever radical industry comes in and wants to take our tax dollars or put us at risk. And that goes all the way back to January, the areas of interest, special places. It goes to the current Industrial Commission, kowtowing to the Banking Association by taking my tax dollars to fund a bank bailout of the farming industry. We need a change in this state, and I think come this election, people, if they want to keep more money in their pockets, they need to vote in a very conservative, fiscally conservative manner. And I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.
Well, can I ask you just one question about the interview with the governor? Yeah. I don't feel like I did a very good job yesterday.
Well, you never pressed him, Scott, for an answer. Refuse refugees. Florida and Texas are having no problem doing it. It's clearly under administrative statute that states can refuse the refugees. Yeah. What did the governor do? He passed it off to Lutheran Social Services. They're not going to protect me or my family or anybody else in the state. They just are after the federal dollars.
And I was trying to get to an answer. What amazed me was the acceptance that, you know, we just don't do that. That's the feds. They do that. It's their deal. I mean, I don't have that level of trust in the federal government to say, fine. I mean, the idea that the federal government, this is whatever you think about bringing refugees over here, whatever you think about that, and there's differing opinions, and I respect some. I understand. It's a tough one, you know, because look, the idea that there are Christians being persecuted in Syria right now breaks my heart. It's awful, and you can find some very factual information about that. We know there's intel out there that they plan to use the refugee resettlement process to infiltrate the United States. We've got to match that with that. But set all that aside, the idea that the federal government could come in and say, Wes, I know you're the governor of Westland, but guess what? I'm going to decide how many refugees you're taking, what town I'm putting them in, and I'm not going to tell you when I'm bringing them in or where I'm putting them, and I'm not going to share the background information that leads me to believe you have no reason to worry about them. Are you kidding me? This is the United States of America, and that can happen?
Yeah, Scott, I think a really good one-hour program would be to sit down with the Fargo School District and ask why in one of the schools, high schools, they are actively practicing Sharia law. And here's the deal, Scott. A portion of that school is segregated for Muslim students. No one is allowed access, so they can practice.
Well, tell me where that's happening.
I'm at a loss right now of remembering the exact school.
Well, you give me that information. Let me know what school that's happening in, because I was at West Fargo last week, and I was really amazed at the amount of integration, you know, and assimilation.
No. They have cordoned it off a portion of the school for students, for female students, so they can change without anybody seeing them, because if, under Sharia law, if a woman or girl in a burqa, if she exposes her skin when she goes back home, her father can beat her. If that was practiced by ordinary parents in North Dakota, you can bet social services would take those children away. Why is a school district in North Dakota making the same accommodation and social services and saying, oh, wait a minute, why are we having young women threatened by parents to beat them and potentially kill them under a different code
and
of
you,
law.
And you know this is happening, Wes. You're a first-hand knowledge of this.
For a fact.
Yeah. How?
And I will text you back, and I will get you the school within the Fargo school system.
Yeah, no, I'd like to know more. We need to dig into that. I appreciate the call. 701-226-8503 is how you text Todd the Radio God Mitchell, by the way. 701-226-8503. A couple of calls that came in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I want to play Carly Fiorina's response to this outrage of President Obama, by the way, saying he will veto legislation that would improve the background check process. Okay, well, who wouldn't be for improving the background check process of refugees coming here? I guess the president. And Carly Fiorina's not too happy, nor am I. But let's get to some of these other calls first, and others welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Roll, Stan.
Can't afford the Chevy. All you got to do is get a bobbing head little dog to sit on your dash.
Okay.
Just give this whole fighting the Sioux thing a rest. I'm so sick of hearing it. You know, you guys are the only ones that care about it. Nobody cares. My kids are, you know, 10, 11 years old. They haven't been the fighting Sioux for, what, 3 years? So they were, you know, 8 years old when this happened. As far as they know, once they change the name to the Fighting Hawk, that's what they're going to be. And another, you know, 10 years when they're 8 years and these kids are in college, it's going to be the Fighting Hawks. They will never remember them being the Fighting Sioux. And the thought that everybody keeps on saying, oh, well, they're always going to be the Fighting Sioux. Well, they're not. Because this generation that's coming up now, they don't remember them ever being the Fighting Sioux. So this Fighting Sioux means nothing to them. It only means something to alumni. That's it. So let it go. It is what it is. Let it go.
All right, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Now, I have to say the fun part of that is that nobody cares. It's a lot of people, so I don't know that I'd make that judgment. I would imagine there are a lot of people, however, that are tired of hearing about this and don't have a, you know, don't have a dog in that fight, so to speak. Don't, I mean, if you're an NDSU fan, do you care? You're probably just tired of hearing about this. So I understand that. On the other hand, I think there are other people, regardless of whether they have a link or an affection for the University of North Dakota, that have to see this disease of political correctness for what it is. But anyway, appreciate the comment. That's why I asked. I mean, I think there are people that want us to move on. Do you want us to move on, move forward with this? And again, I've said, I'm not going to repeat it, but I think we ought to move forward while still working for one day having common sense prevail, and that is bringing the Fighting Sioux back. But that has to come from the namesake tribes. All right, let's see here. Let's go to Phil and Bismarck. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Phil, go ahead.
Hey, listen, you know, the government doesn't place the refugees. Well, they tell them where to go, but it's the social service organizations. They're government contractors. They're businesses. And you can hide behind the name Lutheran Social Service, Catholic Social Service, Hebrew Social Service, whatever. You're still a business. And if you're a business, you got to have a license. And that license can be revoked just like a liquor license. You got a nuisance business, nuisance bar, that bar gets closed down.
Well, I asked the governor yesterday, and I think he's happy with LSS. I think he thinks it's fine.
He might think it's fine. The majority of the people in the state do not. And as far as social services organizations go, it's an industry. It's a business. You got to understand that it's not all about altruism any more than Ducks Unlimited was all about ducks. Ducks Unlimited had a $532 million worth of revenues a couple years ago.
Yeah, fair point. A lot of empire building going on in the both organizations.
Empire building and social services, too.
You bet there is. No question about it, Phil. I agree with you. Others are waiting to weigh in. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A fellow yesterday who travels a lot, lives in Bismarck, but he said he loves the fact that we go to a lot of towns all around North Dakota. And he said, if I'm in Arizona, if I'm, you know, out of the country, I am tuned in when you guys are on the air. I am listening to you on the iHeartRadio, and I love it when you're in one of the great towns in North Dakota. I was so flattered. I really was. I just love it. And it's one of the reasons we have the top 10 town tour. And we, of course, been up to Newtown recently, Little Missourian and Sweets, our friends at United Prairie Co-op. That beautiful Jason Superfoods is about about to open Wrench Chevrolet Buick, A&W Repair and Recovery, and WPX Energy. Great fun in our Top 10 Town Tour. If you'd love to have the What's on Your Mind folks show up in your town and talk about what's happening there, give Dale from our team a drop him an email, dale@flagfamily.com. He can take care of you. Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here at 800-228-0550. Let's go to Northwood. A great city, home of our friend Enoch Thorsgaard and so many others. Brad, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm just curious as to why the NCAA has been so viciously picked out. I'm a UND grad, and the Florida Seminoles get to keep their name, and their logo is just as vicious looking as our logo was. It's a mystery to me.
Well, first of all, Brad, on the Florida Seminoles part, I love that. There was a school that had a white guy who put paint on his face, got on a horse, and chucked a flaming spear. And that wasn't hostile and abusive, but the Fighting Sioux was. When it had a logo and no mascot, nobody running around with, you know, feathers or anything else, a mascot designed by a Native American that was, you know, magnificent. You know, there's no logic that can be applied here, Brad. If you do that, you're immediately down a fool's errand, because it just is impossible. Here is my take, and I've said this before, I'll say it again. I think there were 9 schools that were targeted by the NCAA for Native American imagery. They came up with a process. They said all of those schools had to get permission from tribes to be able to retain the names. Florida Seminoles did. They have a great relationship with the Seminole tribe. They share a lot of the revenue from the apparel and trademark of Seminole name. It's a good relationship. In the case of UND, I believe the NCAA said 2 namesake tribes need to be in approval, you know, approve the name, because they knew that that couldn't happen, number one. And number two, they had to win one, right? They had to win one of the battles, and they figure, North Dakota, you know, little North Dakota will just tell them they got to change their name. So I believe they targeted us, and unfortunately, you know, it worked. But
well, let me ask you this question. I retired a couple of years ago, and I spent the last 30 years of my life working in Las Vegas. I have a home down there, I knew Ralph Engelstad, and sometimes I think that they kicked out North Dakota because of Ralph Engelstad's attitude about how adamant he was about keeping that name.
It may have been. A lot of the stories, you probably know this if you know Ralph. I did as well. Honored to know the man. A great individual, and much of the things that you've heard about him related to either the birthday parties and all of the memorabilia that he had in Las Vegas, and or the stories about him demanding that the Fighting Sioux name was tied to the gift of $100 million. Not true. All lies. And so I don't doubt the NCAA heard the lies and probably said we're gonna you know, target the UND and target him. You're probably right. Sadly,
I wrote a letter to the Review Journal in 1988, you know, regarding this business with, you know, the Nazi war equipment and the birthday parties and all that business. But anyway, I was just curious why the Seminoles got away with it and UND didn't.
Yeah, no, that is amazing. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks a bunch. Good to hear from
okay,
you, Brad.
Take care. Thank you.
You as well. 800-228-0550. Emailer says, I'm very surprised there isn't reverse discrimination from the tribes about the Sioux name, taking it away after it was given as an honor. You would think the tribes would be in an uproar. Just another thought. Emailer says, Sharia law is Muslim. It's being pushed because our government is run by Muslims. Take a look at the czars that President Obama brought in without congressional involvement. Yeah. All right. Appreciate the commentary. We were talking about a caller that called earlier. We're going to dig into that a little bit as well. Let's see what else we have here. Do we have time to play Carly Fiorina, Todd? I forget how long that clip is.
A minute and a half, so if I start it like right now.
Go ahead and roll it. We'll play.
It is outrageous. It is outrageous that a sitting president, immediately following a terrorist attack, where we know that ISIS is attempting to plan attacks here in the U.S., that he would use his time to attack Republicans.
It is just outrageous. This is revealing of the fact that President Obama doesn't understand the nature of the threat. I guess he's like Hillary Clinton. He thinks Republicans are his enemies. He's a politician, not a leader. And here's the reality of the situation. He ought to be focused on the real enemy. He ought to understand the threat that is ongoing. And here, once again, he somehow believes that it is Republicans' words that are a recruitment tool for ISIS. Honestly, he doesn't understand the nature of the threat. He never has. It is outrageous. There's nothing that we're going to say or do that causes ISIS to do what they do. They are at war with us. They are at war with this nation. They are at war with our way of life. They are at war with Europe. And President Obama is speaking in a way that is beneath his office.
She's so right.
Absolutely. That's Carly Fiorina reacting to President Obama threatening veto on a common sense piece of legislation.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
ProPure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.